KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have partly cloudy to cloudy skies. We look for a 70% chance of showers and thunderstorms today, a high near 80. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by the TV Store, your Verizon Wireless agent and Dish Network satellite system dealer at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic. In Western Iowa news, the Senate 10 Progressives Committee has announced that Rick Smith, the managing editor of the Iowa Daily Democrat, which is an online progressive newspaper, will be moderating the Democratic Candidate Forum 1 p.m. Sunday, June the 5th, at the Panora West Golf and Clubhouse in Panora. Area voters will have a last chance to ask questions of the candidates before the primary on June 7th. All Democratic candidates for U.S. Senate and the U.S. House of Representatives have been invited. Local state legislative candidates have also been invited. The committee is presenting questions ahead of the forum, with the rest of the questions to be presented from the audience. A picnic lunch will be served at the Panorama West Golf and Clubhouse at 6616 Panorama Road in Panora. The cost of the event is $25. There's no cost for children's admission. There will be outdoor carnival games and prizes for the children as well. And again, that event is hosted by the Senate 10 Progressives Committee, representing Democrats from Adair, Cass, Dallas, and Guthrie counties. The Iowa GOP held its state convention on Saturday with key Republican office holders, signaling the party's continuing shift toward its presumptive presidential nominee. Senator Joni Ernst did not say Donald Trump's name, but she addressed the Never Trump movement and told the crowd the country needs a Republican in the White House.
Now, I have heard a number of folks say, I will not support this candidate, I will not support that candidate, never this person, never that person. But I tell you what, folks, we've got to come together, because you know what my motto is going to be this year? Never Hillary. Never.
Governor Branstad called Clinton, the Democratic Party's presumptive presidential nominee, the ultimate insider.
We need to unite. We need to support Donald Trump in his choice for vice president, because he will make America great again.
A majority of the delegates at the GOP event were Ted Cruz supporters. Republican Congressman Steve King backed Cruz, and during his remarks, King directly mentioned the division within the GOP.
I am working with the Trump campaign to put together as many pieces of our values and belief system as we can. And if we can get people around Donald Trump that reflect our values that we can work with, I want to get to a place where in Cleveland I can stand up and say I'm confident that he will work with you and he'll work with Congress, and that we can put our government back on the rails again.
Senator Chuck Grassley earned a standing ovation from the crowd by promising that he'll continue to block President Obama's nominee from filling the vacancy on the Supreme Court. Grassley didn't mention Trump, but he told the crowd electing Clinton would ensure a third term for Obama policies.
Maybe makes the difference about whether or not we're going to continue to enjoy the constitutional democracy you have.
Iowa GOP Chairman Jeff Kaufman says bruises within the party are healing.
We're never going to have 100% unity. We didn't have unity for Ronald Reagan in 1980. That was a long, long process as well. We are a lot further ahead than I thought we would be at this point.
The new GOP rules spell out how the 30 delegates at the convention must vote. And based on the outcome of the Iowa caucuses, that means that Ted Cruz will get 8 delegate votes from Iowa and Trump will get 7. Marco Rubio, who finished 3rd in Iowa, will also get 7. Ben Carson, the 4th place finisher, will get 3. Then Jeb Bush, Carly Fiorina, Mike Huckabee, Rand Paul, and John Kasich will each get 1 delegate vote from Iowa. Elsewhere in the news, a woman from central Iowa was arrested Saturday evening in Adams County for driving under the influence. Sheriff's officials say deputies arrested 60-year-old Carla Colleen Kuhn of Grimes following a traffic stop at Highway 148 and 220th Street in Corning. Her vehicle was pulled over after Adams County dispatch received a call from a motorist with regard to a car that had crossed the center line and nearly struck oncoming traffic. Officers detected a strong odor of alcohol coming from Kuhn and subsequently placed her under arrest on the OWI charge. She was brought to the Adams County Jail, where her bond was set at $2,000. The Fremont County Sheriff's Office on Saturday took a report of a two-vehicle accident at the intersection of Highways 2 and Interstate 29. 52-year-old Alan Campbell of Thurman was driving a 2005 Dodge 2500 eastbound on Highway 2 when a tractor exited onto Highway 2 from the northbound I-29 off-ramp. Campbell attempted to turn left onto the northbound off-ramp of Interstate 29 around the tractor trailer when he struck a 2006 Chevrolet Traverse operated by 28-year-old Kevin Walters of Nebraska City. A passenger in Walters' vehicle suffered minor injuries. Campbell was arrested for failure to yield upon left turn and operating while intoxicated, second offense. He was taken to the Fremont County Jail and later released on $2,000 bond. Red Oak police report the arrest of two people Saturday morning following the execution of a couple of search warrants. Officers executed those search warrants at 205 East Corning Street and 404 Highland Avenue in Red Oak. As a result of those search warrants, officers arrested 24-year-old Michaela Dawn Hudson and 28-year-old Travis Ray Thompson, both of Red Oak. Hudson was charged with conspiracy to deliver methamphetamine and possession of a controlled substance, methamphetamine. Thompson was charged with delivery of meth and possession of drug paraphernalia. Both subjects were taken to the Montgomery County Jail, where their bond was set at $50,000 each. The Red Oak Police Department was assisted by Montgomery County Sheriff's Office deputies, Cass County deputies, or Cass County Canine, and the Iowa State Patrol. The Atlantic Area Chamber of Commerce reports that Coca-Cola Days will be held on September 23rd and 24th here in downtown Atlantic. The event is the second biggest collector's show in the U.S. and includes a tailgate barbecue that's open to the public, a show swap and sell, Discover Atlantic raffle, and many more activities for all ages. This year's feature theme is Coca-Cola, the right choice. That's a theme created by a volunteer committee each year, and the Coca-Cola the right choice, according to committee chair Dolly Bergman, was chosen because they wanted to tie in to the election season. T-shirts for the 2016 Coca-Cola Day celebration featuring the theme Coca-Cola the right choice are currently available for $16 from the Atlantic Area Chamber of Commerce and can be shipped for an additional fee. T-shirts from 2015 and 16 are also available at the Chamber at 102 Chestnut Street from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday. You can also give them a call and have that T-shirt shipped to you. For more information on Coca-Cola Days or a list of full activities, go to www.coca-cola-days.com. You can call the Chamber at 712-243-3017 or email them, chamber@atlanticiowa.com. An Atlantic Area Chamber of Commerce's Image Committee has awarded Andrew and Ashton Kulamos of 207 Fifth Street with the Community Improvement Award. The award recognizes the successful efforts to improve a property here in the Atlantic area. Officials say Andrew and Ashton have done a beautiful job updating their property. They've worked very hard to update the landscape, repaint the entire house, and have future plans to refinish the porch. Weta Hargens, executive director of the Atlantic Area Chamber of Commerce, said the Community Improvement Award is given to businesses and residents that take pride in making Atlantic a welcoming and beautiful community by continuing to improve its appearance. The news was brought to you by the TV Store, your Verizon Wireless agent and Dish Network satellite system dealer at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.